first thing they say, all the lords of the universe say, "Oh, you don't understand." Because they know it's not understandable. Even themselves, they don't understand it. When you're in love, you don't understand it. You are just crazy. Upside down. Do you remember the upside down scene of the first paragraph? Well, you don't read the first paragraph. The king who falls in love with the maiden, and at the end everything works opposite. Even that's how it is. That's what it's all about. Then let me tell you what our knowledge is based on. Our knowledge, this wisdom, is based on one simple khyal, imagination. One simple stuff. We understand the attraction and we find it in our heart. There is an attraction to beauty in the heart of the human being. And we hang up on that. Because that's something we don't understand. But we all know it's there. Even the people who are not familiar with art, they understand that there's something in it. The feeling is there. We can't turn that one. Three. Why? Because of the main attraction. The source of attraction to all human beings is happy. So, we think about it and we say, why hat is attracting me? We should have something in common at this. What happened to that? Because when I refer to this, it will give me an image of myself who has 100% in common with monkey only. Because the logic is the monkey. Who is the cheater? Who is the cheater? All the animals, they cheat because life is cheating the death. Period. All the living creatures are trying to postpone their death. They don't do anything about it. They just postpone it. Why? That's what it is. Life is running away from death. That's the animal life. Am I that? Okay, I'm that. So, I'm basically what? Eat. Don't be eaten. Reproduce. This is what animal life is. Could you please explain to me what's inspiration? Inspiration of Leonardo da Vinci. How are we going to explain that? Deny it? If you want to deny it, go ahead, deny it. Good for you. We have no argument. We are seeking the exceptional people. This is something that I have seen some people, they don't dare to say it out loud. This is not for everyone. This is exception. This is for exceptional people who believe in exception. And the rule is rule, and it's always there. Do we say there is no rule? Never. But we say, wherever there is a rule, there is an exception. I'm looking at that part. Why? Because that part is beautiful. Period. It's more beautiful to me to try to have an image of me as a human being which is not cheating, which is cherishing the life, who doesn't want to have more and more and more, who knows the limit, and he knows there is something else. What is that? No, I'm not asked why I am here, but we do. Why am I here? Do you know why we are here? Logic doesn't know. But we know some people, they say, yes, we know. And these are those exceptional people. And all of them will say that, oh, we are here to do one thing, to create. Do you remember in some books we refer to it in some stories that he created us in his own image? Because he is creative by name, by any means, right? That's his definition. If there is a creator, he is creator, okay? Then what? Then the animals, they live. Then the human being is here and creation starts. First thing we created was? What name? Talking, what is this? There is a space of language and talking and communication, which is not in me, it's not in you, it's not in you, but we have created it, and it's a space, isn't it? Aren't we in touch with Rumi, who died a couple of hundreds of years ago? But he's still here. You see, we have created a space. Today, you shouldn't have a problem with that, because now everybody knows about the cyberspace, which is a space we created. In a way, we are here to create. Okay. To create what? To create beauty. That's what we do. Look at us. For so many millennia, we are here, and what are we doing? Painting, carving, sculpting, playing music, playing roles, and better than all of this, we do something artistic. Storytelling. We create a space that some goes with some pictures, and you stand like this and you cry because the picture is moving on the screen. These are all creations of beauty, right? So, we believe we are soul of artists. We get it from him. Then what? Then let's think about the best thing we should create. We all should try to create. Because all those artistic stuff are exceptional. Some people, they have the talent, they do it. What about the rest of us? The rest of us are zilch. Who is listening to Mozart? The rest of us. We will develop a taste for beauty. Period. Look at the things that you will see in places like this. If you saw in the future a couple of different places they talk about the spirituality or whatever, you will see they have something in common. With some stories, they create a beautiful atmosphere to change your taste, because that's how you learn. That's why it's practice. Not because you have to do some exercise every day. It's joining the space and acquiring the taste. Because we believe that we are here to create one thing. One thing is really beautiful that everybody could create. That's the real art. What is that thing that everybody could create and it's really the most beautiful stuff on the earth? If?
Love.
Love? Kindness? Yes. That's what it is. We create not love, because love is the gift side. But before that, kindness. We create kindness, which is a space. Space that the people could go, could grow better in it. If we create that environment of kindness, our children will grow better, will become better people, right? And it goes on and on and on and on. So that's what we are doing here. And we remember at the same time we are cleaning up the path to get luckier, because the chance will choose. Nobody will choose to fall in love. Love will choose what will happen to you. We don't know how, but we know there are ways to get closer and have a better chance. This is the only imagination and khiyal we are hanging on. Everything starts with this. Means, find the other part of you. What are you? You. Where are you?
Why am I always you?
Why am I always you? Because you are absent. You are busy with notes. Where are you really?
Where am I? Huh? I am in your presence, sir.
Wherever you're thinking about yourself, you believe that you are in your skin. And in your skin there is only flesh, it's not you. You are outside. You're sitting here, you're attendant of this. This is another part of you. Me? Being teacher is me. That teacher side of me is not in my body. Because it cannot exist without you. It's that much outside. And that's me. And that's the important part of me. Because that's real me. This is not real. This is an illusion. Illusion of... What was the name of the illusion? When you say me? Separation. Illusion of separation. Illusion of independence. If I'm really separate from the rest of the existence, which is an illusion, we want to find that connection to become we. How do we do that? You understand that? He doesn't say, why do we do that? All those whys are book one. He said, why you should come out of yourself. So how could I come out of myself? Because somehow, in me, I believe that I'm my brain. Imagine how silly it is. It's like me imagining I'm my hand. I have a hand, I have a brain, I have thinking, I have thoughts. But am I my thoughts? We talked about it, remember? Book 1, Story 1, Paragraph 2. He said, if you are your thinking, where are you when you're sleeping and you're not thinking and you're not doing anything? We talked about it. Here he said, listen, you want to come out? You should start like this. First of all, when we're talking about coming out, we're not talking about a logical condition that you understand that goes gradually. We say completely. Have some moments that completely forget about whatever you think you see in the sky. Because even if it is a shadow on your eyebrow, we could interpret it as a moon. Let go of that. That was second paragraph, right? Third paragraph is a listen. There is a serpent in you. You remember the serpent? The Satan? Which is?
Knowledge.
The essence of knowledge. You know the essences are the